Behold, this child is set for a sign which shall be contradicted. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. A sign which shall be contradicted. Shouting, then. Shoving amongst the crowd at the cathedral door. The soldiers, a clash of swords, a flash of steel, and falls the bishop on his way to Vespers, the holy and blissful martyr, Thomas Becket, Archbishop of Canterbury, his skull smashed in, blood mixed with brains, mixed, splattered on the pavement. What happened to our Christmas peace and to the slumbering baby? Well, he happened. That boy whose birthday it is king, and he is the sign ever who shall be contradicted. Those who convert and follow his sign must pay no attention to the contradiction. They must give their all. His presence in history, the fullness of time has come, says Paul in the epistle. His presence in your fullness of time, in your life, in your story, his call is to conversion, to charity. But this creates conflict. That's why they have to do something about the child. It is not necessarily a conflict of blood. For Therese, it was will and tears, and finally, TB. But something is always falling when this child's sign, the ensign to the peoples, is raised up. Our perfectly comfortable, well-ordered, and quiet life on the pavement, our pretenses, our cherished pet theories, not only of heart, which rules many a mind, but of head too, our prefabricated ideas, respectable, most people think the same way, they are all of them shed or should be left to fall to the floor. Seemingly, the conversion of Therese was quite different. Remember from Christmas how she wrote in her autobiography, Jesus, the gentle little child of the hour, made me, she uses all military terminology. He made me strong and brave. He armed me with his weapons. And since that blessed night, I have not been defeated in any battle. To the contrary, I went from one victory to the next to begin more or less an invincible quest. The same story, then, only the weapons are different. The same battle and the same victory. The child's victory comes about in many a heart by conversion. For those who are born as was he, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, this is a summing up of all human history, but of God, that God whose word was made flesh and dwelt amongst us full of grace and truth at this season of the year. You know now, we've been talking about it for months and months, the story of a soul and of Teresa's teenage conversion to Christ and to charity at the age of 13, after Christmas Mass and Communion. Thomas à Becket's tale was different. He was a churchman, technically. He was a deacon, but a very worldly man. He was incredibly wealthy and the king's chancellor, his right-hand man, his friend, his hunting buddy. He was a man of power and of power politics. The great deeds of diplomacy and of war were his, as well as a luxurious lifestyle. They would say today, conspicuous consumerism. Now, power is like a cat. Caravaggio never seems to have enough to eat, and so it is for those who have even a little taste of power. The king, Henry II, fretted and fought with the church in England. And when the old archbishop died, he thought he would put his friend into that position of power, and thus his control over the whole of that sceptered isle would be complete. "Sire," said the chancellor, "don't make me bishop, or I fear one day we will be friends no longer, for if I am a bishop, I will be a bishop." His will was flinty and strong. He did, though. The Pope said to take the job, and so he did. And he converted on the day of his consecration. He put on a hair shirt under his cassock. He stood up for the beleaguered Saxons of the reign against the newcomer French. He stood up for his priests and their rights against the king. He gave copiously to the poor and gave himself up to reading and study and prayer. Life in a medieval English cathedral was quite different from life in a 19th century French convent. But both of them, of course, had a cloister. But the true similarity was this. They did not pay the tithe. No 10% for these two. Two pour Jésus. All for Jesus. All. When a saint converts, there's nothing left for the sinner. There's some part of most of us not converted still this Christmas. Not at Christmas, not at consecration, not for charity, not for the child who shall be contradicted and is by us. Oh, we do our religious duties, but there always seems to be plenty left over on the platter. Oh, not just room for our standard sins, we say, of the flesh, of the lower nature of weakness, that flashpoint of anger or of lust or of envy, the surrender of sloth, the pointy-eyed, cold judgment of neighbor, the one more, which is one too many. But up here, with the mind, the intellect, on the level of ideas, what we do with the brain the good God gave us. Becket gave his to God, too, along with the rest of him and everything, even the little bugs who lived in his hair shirt. How do we think life is really meant to be lived, and for what purpose? The Catechism, we learned it for the communion test. I am here to know and to love and to serve him in this life and to be happy with him in the next. This is truth. This is objective truth. But is it my truth? This is not the lies of today or the lies of yesterday and of history. In all things, I have to seek him, his sign, and then I must serve him. Not just what I put in the basket, not just the official duties I render him as a kind of court worship on Sundays, but politics too, and current events, they are his, and church against state, and money, and militarism, and the American empire, and the child, and his destiny, his education, and entertainment, and worship, and the mass, and which one to go to, and which one not, and why, and the church, of course, and yes, finally, the Pope, for all religion boils down to a matter of authority, and the Pope, you can't avoid the topic. You see, St. Thomas Becket got his skull smashed in over these things. It was a power struggle, really. Once it was Herod against Christ, then it was Henry against Christ, and today, well, in practical politics, in daily life and decisions, there is never room for him in the inn, nor for his mother, and there's always somebody to send them around out back that's good enough for Jesus Christ. Later in history, great thinkers would do the bidding of kings and rationalize this revolt, elaborating a whole theology first and then a philosophy of the refusal of the rights of Christ and of his church, of our rights, which are simply to obey God and to respect his due authority, his rule. And there's always conflict. Today, of course, it would be Catholics versus Francis or Obama. For little Therese, quietly obeying her holy Carmelite rule, it meant just doing what she was supposed to all day long when most of the other sisters ignored it. The refusal to respect the rights of God's order, his rules, reality itself, because that's the way things are, that was punished in time, after came the fullness of time, by a refusal finally on the part of men to recognize the inability to identify objective truth itself. Modern society has organized itself, if you can use that term, without Christ. It is atheistic, at best agnostic, when it comes to truth. Pilate's question is its own with a sneer, quid est veritas? What is truth? Everything is subjective and personal. Everything is changing and evolving, and that is why everything today leads to tyranny. I thought it might be good, this coming year, God willing, to see how all of this happened. And instead so much of trying to promote the Catholic truth and the Catholic solution in all of these departments, compartments of our life, simply to see sometimes how the world, rejecting him who is truth, lost the very idea of it. How did that happen? And this, perhaps, this knowledge of the past, that's the benefit of studying history, of ideas of unchanging objective truth could be the clavis David, the key of David, the key to our own conversion, a complete conversion this time, one of charity to Christ our King. Whatever did the child do? Nothing. But they knew. The baby was born. The sign of contradiction. And off rode the soldiers, sword in hand, to Bethlehem. And all of the rest is history. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.